This is KUT. The influx of children from Central America arriving at the U.S. border has made many people ask how they can help. One way people can help is by becoming foster parents. But as KUT's Joy Diaz reports, being a foster parent for the state is different than being a foster parent for the federal government.
The foster care system is complicated at every level. In this case, it may help to know that we will be talking about two foster care systems. The first is managed by states, and the other system is federal. It's called the Office of Refugee Resettlement, or ORR. That system handles foster care for children that have crossed the border. Nancy Langer is with a group called Lutheran Immigration and Refugee Services. They place foster children for ORR in the federal foster system. Langer says that in case of foster care for children crossing the border, the placements are often short.
Most of the kids, about 95%+ of these kids that are coming in, have family in the United States, and most of them get reunited with that family.
Many foster parents are licensed to work with both systems, and some do. Foster parents have to go through background checks and training for federal foster care, much like they would if they wanted to foster through the state. But one big difference is the stipend they get. Federal stipends are more generous. Evan Moylan is with Lutheran Social Services of the South, a subcontractor that places children both with state and with federal foster parents.
The federal reimbursement goes through us directly to the family in full.
That's one reason why federal stipends are beefier. When agencies place children through federal foster care, foster parents get one check and the placing agency gets another. Not so in the state system. Agencies get a check and their fee must be deducted. Some other differences of the federal foster care system beyond the bigger stipends is that placements are often shorter and fewer of the children are victims of abuse or neglect. Moylan says they still need more foster parents.
Individuals who live in the Corpus area and or El Paso and are looking to be foster parents, those are the two areas where we are in need of parents.
Particularly to foster refugee children and unaccompanied minors. Joy Diaz, KUT News.